News.
Hi, I'm Alexandra Bryant with your Melbourne News Briefing. Authorities say we haven't turned a corner, with Victoria recording 270 new coronavirus cases today. There are over 1,800 active cases, and Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the number of people needing treatment in hospital will rise.
There's often 10 to 20% of all coronavirus infections who require hospitalisation. So that's a couple of hundred individuals at least who'll require hospitalisation in the next couple of weeks.
Premier Dan Andrews says we need to follow the rules and not leave it up to doctors and nurses to help us.
If this gets right away from us, then obviously no health system can properly cope. There would always be enormous pressure. We can't leave it to them. We've got to, in many respects, thank them for the work they do by all of us following the rules.
Across the border, New South Wales has today recorded 13 new cases of COVID-19. 10 are from the Crossroads Hotel in Sydney's southwest, with at least 28 cases now linked to that cluster. And that outbreak has South Australia worried. The state today pausing plans to reopen its border to New South Wales and the ACT next Monday. And a woman in her 20s has been attacked by a shark near Fitzroy Island off the coast of Cairns. She has been flown to hospital with significant leg injuries.